Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Thomas Fanning joins us from Atlanta, Georgia, their chief executive officer. Tom, good to see you again.
Tom, good to see you.
I want to go back to your first time you walked in the door into Southern Company, and this is, of course, David Ratcliffe. Let's look at this note from the 2003 annual report of Southern Company, and this really talks about one of the leadership distinctions. Glamorous note. Boring Southern Company, our goals are as follows. Exhibit Southern style values, behaviors, and actions in all aspects of our business and lead the industry in service and customer satisfaction. That from Mr. Ratcliffe 9 years ago. How do you define Southern style management, and how can other CEOs learn from you?
Well, look, Tom, we have a long-standing company culture that goes back back into the 20s. We're celebrating our centennial this year. And even back then, we were centered on a culture that put customers first. I think everybody in the company can articulate the notion that if we provide the best reliability with the lowest prices and the best customer service, then I think we can deliver value to customers and do well as a company. We must start there. We must be bigger than our bottom line. We've got to make sure that the communities are better off because we're there. So we have that kind of ethos, if you will,
right,
as a company. But importantly, when we think about the what's and the how's of our business, the what's are make, move, and sell electricity. We get that. We're dependable. We have terrific operating metrics. But the how's of our business, how we treat our customers, how we work with each other, total transparency in everything we do.
Okay.
Those are the things that sustain our culture.
Tom, within the time that we have, you got a huge win behind you with a New South growth of the past 15 years. How are you going to sustain that if the New South doesn't grow like it did in the 80s and in the 90s?
Yeah, Tom, look, I think in a relative sense, the South will always continue to do well. At least the raw materials are there to continue to sustain relative outperformance. In fact, recently, we've just announced Airbus locating near Mobile, Caterpillar, Baxter Drugs. We continue to have a very strong economic development backlog. It is clear, however, that in the beginning of this year, we were cautiously optimistic about the economy. Well, the economy has slowed, and now I think we're just playing cautious. But I still think because of the organic kind of qualities that the South offers, a good climate, good workforce, mm-hmm. et cetera, we'll continue to do well, I think, against the rest of the United States.
The Southern advantage. You hear on the campaign trail both the president and the governor talking about energy policies, this idea of clean coal. Do either of them have the right prescription for energy policy?
Well, look, I talk about national energy policy all the time. These are not Democrat issues. They are not Republican issues. These are American issues. Quick statistic here. 60% of electricity touches GDP. I'm sorry, 60% of GDP is touched by electricity one way or another. So we got to get this right. And when I talk about national energy policy, I really do three things. Number one is all the arrows in the quiver. Recently, we've been talking all the above. It's not just clean coal. It's nuclear. It's 21st century coal. It's natural gas, renewables, energy efficiency. Second, we got to get energy innovation restarted in America. Southern's the only company in our industry that does significant proprietary research and development. And the third thing is we've got to restore America's financial integrity.
Mr. Fanning, thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.